Hallelujah. And what did he do? The prodigal son. He observed the grace he had. He left and went and wasted it. That is what makes him prodigal. How did he waste that grace? Somebody, he wasted it by using that grace wrongly. By using that grace in a wrong place. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That God that uplifted you, that's where I am going. He that has power to lift you up, doesn't he have power to bring you down? You don't know? Go and hear Nebuchadnezzar's story. Then you will know that he had authority to lift up. He take it up and he bring it down. He can make you rich and he can bring you down again. He's the one that blesses people. When he blesses you, that he can also remove you. When you know that, won't you walk carefully with this God? That's the problem that many of us have. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And when he left the presence of the father, the prodigal son, why he could not sustain himself where he went is because he disconnected from the source of refill. I don't know if you understand me. There is a source of that grace. Why do we come to fellowship? Why do we praise God? Any day you say you don't need God again, you are going with the measure he gave you. That is how to be going down, going down, going down, going down. Because you have left the source of refill. You have left God. You have left God. Prodigal son. Praise the Lord. Why did he leave? He left sometimes because of wrong influence. Somebody is deceiving you. There are people that are agents of Satan to thwart your destiny. They are in the business of taking you away from where you should be. They know how to come to you. Don't fall prey to that. There is serpents. May you not jump them in the name of Jesus. But I'm singing this song for you now. Come to the Savior. May nobody. Amen. Once you come to me with any decision and you put God in it, I don't question it. Once you come to me, God say, I will never try to use my influence on you against what God has told you. When you come to me, the person that I want to marry worships in Guru Maharaj. God say, that is my husband. Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. You can go, but me, I will not attend the wedding. But you can go. Praise God. I don't know now. If it's God, it may be through the marriage you pull him out. We don't know tomorrow. Or it may be God giving you your heart desire because the man get money. So whatever you face, my hand no day inside. Now there are some of you, even including ministers, that this is not where God has ordained for you. Therefore, if you remain here, it will be frustration, frustration, frustration. In the ministry, frustration. There is no joy. And if you are a minister, sometimes it is because you are in the wrong call. Where you are serving God is not where God has ordained you to be. There are some people that are into healing and deliverance. Where God may have ordained you is to be in the sanitation department of the church. But because you love a title, you love office, you want to be identified as a gifted brother, a gifted sister. How do I know? When you are stopped from ministering, you fight. You fight. If God ordained you to walk here, you will not struggle, you will not scheme. That's evidence. This is not your ministry. Sister, your ministry may be Christ's embassy. Your pastor may be Oyakilome, Oyedepo. No, I'm telling you the truth. So that your life will move forward. You are sitting down here, coming to church, you come on your trouser. Tomorrow, you carry the trouser, and you wear, you are going to walk. Are you part of us here? Can two walk together except they agree? You're wasting your time. And you may not be wasting your time. It may just be stubbornness. You know what is going here is the truth. But I could take get married now. I could take, and you may not know that is that your dressing that is delaying your marriage. Because the man God has ordained for you, God will make sure no any other man comes to you unless that man. And that man does not like women wearing trousers. That man does not like women putting those nonsense in their head. The man that is ordained for you is a holiness believing man. So his eyes will never be attracted to people who dress like that. If you see any man, say he's a Christian, going after women wearing trousers and dressing half naked, birds of the same feather. And they are not found in Bride Assembly Church. They are found in Christ's embassy. They are found in the dozen marriage churches. God is good churches. God is love churches. Come anyhow churches. Church, I am saying this because this year must be better than last year in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because I'm talking about a Christian. Genuine child of God. See what David went through. Because of what he did, he brought trouble to his house. No peace. No peace. You step out of the will of God, he takes away your peace. See what Solomon, despite all the wisdom and knowledge he has about the vanities, how many wives he acquired for himself, it was not enough. He went again to those same women, those Philistines, those Moabites, and all those idol worshippers. Back all of them. And of course, evil communication corrupts good manners. Where did he end up? See how miserably Solomon ended up. Yet, a child of God. See Ahab. Because he's straight from the commandment of God. Married a woman he should not marry. How did he end up? See, Samson, genuine seed of God, covenant child of God. All the trouble he went through, he could have avoided it if he remained in the word of God. If he remained in the instruction of God. And that is the condition, praise the Lord, of so many of us. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. Whatever estate you are in, like I said earlier, the father is not happy. Church, the father is not happy. He wants you to come back. That scripture that says that the whole heaven rejoices when one sinner repents. That sinner is not referring to that prostitute there. That is not the one that he's referring to. He's referring to the genuine child of God that backslids like the prodigal son. That's what that scripture is referring to. He rejoices when you come back to him. When you repent and you come back. And because he wants you to come back, he has various ways of bringing back your attention to him. For whom he loves, what does he do? He chastens them. When it was time, Israel committed the abomination that they did in AD 33. They killed the Lord of glory. Then they started persecuting again his followers, his disciples. And God sent his army. They are the army of God, though. They're the army of God. Titus in AD 70 came and scattered them. That temple that they were proud of brought it down. Sent them away from AD 70. Dispersed them around Europe and other parts of the world. And they remained outside their promised land. Outside where God has placed his name. And wherever they are, they have disconnected from God until they come back. God cannot continue fellowship with them until they come back. Church, God will not continue fellowship with him, with you, until you come back to him. So how will they come back? They are already feeling at ease in their slavery. The Bible tells us that he sent fishers and he sent hunters. The fishers were the first set of people that started telling them, convincing them to go back to their promised land when it was time for restoration. And we know the history of the Zion movement. That's what gave birth to the Zion movement, the Zionists. But they were not ready to come back. God was not happy now. God was not happy. He wants them to come back. I am using small something now. You are not coming back. I'm using peace now. You are not coming back. I've used hunger and poverty. You are not coming back. I've used delay in marriage. You are not coming back. There are some delay in marriage so that you will come back to God. There are some frustration in business so that you will come back to God. Because immediately he blessed you, you made money, you got that appointment you are looking for, you forgot about him. He will make sure that thing crumbles. It crumbles. I've told you this before. This is wisdom. I have too many evidence to prove this. Brother, sister, listen to wisdom. Listen very well. If God places you, blesses you, gives you a breakthrough, he gives you an office, he promotes you to an office, he gives you a job, or he gives you a shop, then listen. Their mystery, I cannot explain it, but it has never failed. For children of destiny, and you bring a woman into that office and sleep with her, that's the end of that business. That is the end. That is the end of that business. And if you're a minister and you do that in your office in the church, that is the end of your ministry. And you are a pastor, and that is what you do in your office. You go and sleep with women in your office, that church will close. Praise the Lord. And many people are suffering that thing. This is the reason. For every true child of God, you are in a relationship and you are true children of God. I say true children of God. I'm not talking about occult people. I'm talking about genuine children of God, seed of God. That is how God deals with us. And then you begin to sleep with each other before the wedding. Watch the trouble that goes on from the day you start sleeping with each other in that relationship. The money for the traditional wedding will not come. Or after the marriage, womb is closed. One thing or the other will be happening. Only the two of you will know. Because you always know. That is the problem, children of God, who are just walking with a God they don't even understand. And take things for granted and face unnecessary frustrations in life. Learn to walk with this God. Praise the Lord. When he sends that frustration, you don't go. Send it. He sent the Zionist movement. They will not listen to them to go back to Israel. Then he sent the hunters. A fisherman will use trick to get you, Abby, to get fish. But the hunter now point and kill. That was when he sent Hitler. People didn't understand what was going on. It was that Hitler was a servant of God. To chase back his children, back to him, back to the promised land. Because he wants to come back to them. He has been away from them for too long. He's about rounding up with his Gentile bride. But he has not forsaken them forever. He will never forsake us forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I will restore. Hallelujah. All that the years that the locust, the caterpillar, John chapter 2 verse 25, the palmer worm, the canker worm, what did he call them? My great army. All that they destroyed, but he was the one that sent them. Those great army were all those Gentile kings, beginning from Nebuchadnezzar and the rest, that he used to be dealing with them anytime they misbehave. And those same caterpillar and palmer worm, they are still available now. That he will use as his servants. That wish that is tormenting you may be God's army for you. That sickness that refuses to go may be the hunter that God is using to hunt you and bring you to him. But anytime you repent, he will restore. Anytime you repent, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There is joy in heaven when that one son repents. And those of you who have been serving God faithfully, and the brother and the sister that left this church and was misbehaving outside for years, and comes back, and we are celebrating him or her, don't be like his brother. We have been in bride here since. We know they don't celebrate us. This one, we just come back. Pastor, every time, pastor, every time, every time, pastor. I hope you understand now. Praise the Lord. I hope you understand now. I hope you understand now. Can we stand up? You do everything to bring back the person to fellowship. Two groups of people with two different songs. Those who are backslidden, your song is, I've wandered far away from home. Now I am coming. Now that is between you and him. The rest of us is in 205. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Let's sing that song. Everybody now.
Jesus, keep me there.
Child of God. Everybody now. Another prayer. I need thee every hour. There's no tender voice like thine. No one like him. I need you. Let's never come to an extent where we will say, we don't need you again. We don't need you. I want to be on my own. Everybody, let's go now. If you need him, sing him prayer fully.
Gracious Lord, no tender voice like that can be found.
Our prayer.
I need thee every hour. Stand thou near by.
Yes, sir.
Temptations lose their power.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Please take note that I'm talking to genuine children of God, whose names are written in the book of life. Prized possession of God. Pray that you walk in His perfect will. And don't let anything push you out of where God has ordained you to be or to do. Including even where to worship and how to serve Him. If you stay where God puts you, that is where He will meet with you and bless you. There you will find peace. Every vision, anything at all you want to achieve, you say, God will say, God will say, it goes with a provision. And if your vision has no provision, then your vision requires revision. I revise that thing again. Praise God. So that this year, amen, patiently you will wait on Him. Patiently you will wait on Him. Hallelujah. Whether I'm hungry, whether this, so I will stay with Him. Under any condition, I will stay with Him. Whether He answer me or not, I will stay with Him. Praise the Lord. And there must be an aspect of your life that will be moving forward. Even if your life is not moving forward financially, watch it. Your spiritual life may be moving up forward. It starts somewhere. Praise the Lord. How many people will answer amen to this? This year shall end better than last year ended for me.